You're listening to Cradio.
You're listening to Cradio with Natasha D. It's not that often that we get to hear a good news story, but that's exactly what I'd like to be sharing with you today. I'm joined with a lovely young mother named Veronica, who's to protect her privacy, her voice and name have been changed for this interview. And we're going to be talking a little bit about her daughter, how she came about, and the blessing that she is for her family. Now, as you're aware, Lent is now drawing to a close, and of course that also marks the end of Family Life International's 40 Days for Life campaign. This year's international campaign has seen almost 500 little babies be saved, so I'm going to be talking now with Veronica about her experiences. So welcome, Veronica, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're most welcome. Now, you've recently had a little baby girl. Congratulations. Tell us a little bit about when you found out you were pregnant and how you were feeling at that time.
At the time I found that I was pregnant, a lot was going on in my life. She wasn't planned, but she came to be most welcome and most loved child in our family. At the time, our financial situation was a difficult one. I was working 2 days a week to support my family. My husband was away from work for 3 years already because of work-related injuries and consequent surgeries. Also, my eldest son, who was 4 at the time, had asthma. And my other boy, who was 3, was just diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. So having another baby was out of question at the time. And it was a very, very hard decision I had made to terminate. Because very huge financial problem we had at the time, so it wasn't easy to decide. But yeah, there I was on that day heading to the clinic at Surry Hills. There I met Paul Hanrahan. I think of him as a godsend man, sent to deliver the gifts of life like babies are. But just at the time, for a little while, when I first met him and when he stopped me there, I just was thinking of him as a stranger. I was kind of frustrated at the time when he appeared there in front of me, stepping in front of me and barring my way to the clinic and asking me if I knew what I was heading for and what the consequences would be. He was holding this plastic model of a 2-month-old fetus, and
were you 2 months pregnant at the time?
Yeah, I was 2 or 2.5 months pregnant at the time. And of course I knew what I was going to do, but I just felt like there was no other choice. So it was a hard decision that brought me there. And when he stopped me and I decided to have the baby at the time, I thought something even harder was going to be ahead. But he changed my mind totally. He offered me help, gave me his phone number, and said that the baby is every baby's got a mission, and there she will, the baby, even she, he said that she was going to be a girl, the baby was going to be a girl. I told him that I had already three boys, and there she is. She is a very special girl, special child for me.
And I've just been speaking with Paul, and he told me that she's the first little girl in your family tree for, I think, three generations back.
Yeah, on my husband's side, yeah. That's right. We were pleasantly surprised when we learned that and the baby was a girl, a little girl, and we were looking forward to having her.
So there are a lot of things going through your mind at that time, such a difficult time for you. So how did you overcome some of your fears and concerns about having little baby Rosie?
Yeah, after I left the clinic, I was fighting with myself that maybe there was the wrong decision, but finally I realized this is to have another baby. It was a decision from above, so I believe that God, whatever difficulty I would have in the future, they'll be overcome with the help, the Lord's help. And I believe that there must be some good people out there, like Paul and his organization, that they were there to help people in need like me.
And some people think that it's not right for people to stand outside and pray and offer help to women who are pregnant, such as yourself. What would you say to them from the experience that you've had? Do you think it's good for people to be outside praying and offering help to women who are pregnant and in your situation, or the situation that you found yourself in?
Yes, of course, it's a very good thing. Let's happen it at the moment. With organization like this one and lovely people like Paul and Gail and other helpers, difficulties can be overcome, and we have to embrace such decisions of giving another life. Because it's a very, very good decision to give a life rather than take it away. It's a decision to save two lives, actually. Yeah, because it's many times women like me who may have had in the past terminations, they know that it's a very emotional moment, that it's following a termination. It's a horrible thing, and it stays there for life. It's a kind of emotional scar for forever.
So on a little bit of a lighter note, how are you finding motherhood with your beautiful little daughter now? How are you enjoying your time with her?
Little baby Rosie has brought lots of joy in our lives, and she's so beautiful, and I just can't stop thanking God every moment for giving me this lovely gift of life. And she's also bringing lots of love and joy for the rest of my family, for her two little brothers. They learn more love and compassion than ever. Even my little boy, who's been diagnosed with autism, he's more compassionate now. I saw him a few times giving a bottle of milk or water and trying to console her. And the other day I saw him, he gave her a lollipop in her mouth. And he came to tell me. So it's a fantastic thing, because even the doctors, when they heard this thing, they just were surprised that I'm saying that very rarely children with autism are compassionate like that. So it is changes in a very positive way, all of us.
Okay. Well, I've had, for our listeners out there, I've had the pleasure of meeting this beautiful baby girl, and her mother is not biased. She's right. She is a beautiful, gorgeous little girl. She's beautiful. And I got the pleasure of being able to hold her in my arms too, which was a very special, special moment for me indeed. Now, Veronica, back to a few more questions I'd like to ask you, if that's okay.
Yeah.
What would you say to women who might be struggling with a decision that you struggled with? If anyone's out there listening now and they're struggling with that decision, what advice would you give to them?
If they fall in a similar situation, they fall pregnant, they shouldn't be thinking of having termination, because it is a taking of another life, but it's also putting themselves in a very, very hard situation. And the opposite happens when they decide to have the baby. They decide to bring to their lives more love, more compassion and patience, and it's a blessing to have another baby. Always it is another joy in the family.
And also, if someone doesn't feel that they're capable of keeping their little child and raising them, there are many families out there who are very happy to adopt babies, so that's another avenue too. If someone feels that they can have the baby but they don't have the strength or the resources to raise the baby, adoption is another great option too. Okay. So I just want to go back a little bit to your experience of the people praying outside the clinic. Do you think that it's wrong for people to stay outside praying at the clinic? Did you find that they were mean or rude or offensive to the women that were going inside?
No, not at all. Having experienced this situation of deciding to terminate, and then all these people who pray there and happen to be God's helpers, they become the mother's helpers, because Paul Hanrahan, he helped me financially when I was struggling after I had the baby. I had to stay away from work for a while, and then I ended up with a pile of bills, so I didn't have a choice but ask Paul for help. So he's there I was to help, and he's helped me, and I believe that he's a very a needed man out there. Mm-hmm. We need people like him. We need them.
Now, to all of you listening out there, you're probably very well aware that Lent is drawing to a close. Palm Sunday is coming up this Sunday, the 1st of April, and there's going to be the final hour for the 40 Days of Life campaign, starting with Mass at 6 p.m. at St. Peter's, Surrey Hills. Everyone is more than welcome. And then there's going to be a procession up to the mill and back to the church, and that will be followed by benediction, and then a sausage sizzle and food in the courtyard. So feel free to come along. That's this Sunday, 6 p.m., starting with Mass at St. Peter's, Surrey Hills. And of all of you out there who haven't yet been to pray for this 40 Days for Life campaign, there's still time, Friday and Saturday, so go to the website and register and come down and pray. For more information, you can go to FLI's website, www.fli.org.au. Well, thank you very much, Veronica, for joining us this afternoon and speaking with us about something quite difficult in your life that's turned out to be something quite beautiful and joyous. Well, this has been Natasha D for Cradio, nourishing the soul of the digital generation. Keep checking our website, www.cradio.org.au. Got exciting new things coming soon. God bless. I just wanted to ask you a little bit about your little sister and how much you love her. Do you love her very much?
Yes.
Okay. How much?
I love her 100.
You love her 100? Goodness me. Are you glad you've got a baby sister?
Yeah.
Say that a bit louder for me, sweetheart.
Yes.
Okay. And tell me the best thing about your little sister.
The best thing was she was when I tidy up, she crawls around a little bit.
Did you like playing with her?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favourite thing about her?
My favourite thing about her, it was, let me think. I like her face.
You like her face? Okay. She's very cute, isn't she? And soon she'll be up running around playing with you and your brother, won't she?
But I can run 50 metres.
You can run 50 metres, goodness. Soon she'll be able to as well. Okay. Do you want to say hello to everyone listening to Cradio?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
To everyone.
Listening.
To Cradio.
And
God bless you.
And God bless you.